in the Shin Chav Tes. Kol Pikuach Nefesh Toch HaShabbos. So Pikuach Nefesh Toch HaShabbos, Vazoras raise it Meshubach, the person who takes steps to do this with greater alacrity is considered praiseworthy. So the fire is broken out in a different place. Okay, so we're concerned that the fire will spread to here. So it sounds like there's no danger over there. Why isn't there danger over there? So Mishapur explains, and Aleph the Deis Hakhanah, the Ikir Shom Chelim Rektanim Sheinim Yechelim Nivroach. Where they are, all that other chotzer, everybody's able to get out. But in this chotzer, there's a concern. Some people will not be able to get out. These people are elderly. They're sick. They're ketanim, and therefore, so even though it's just a possibility that it's going to spread here, but for that possibility, that you're allowed to be mechaba. Okay, but who in the shore lahapsik mekelim shalmatechus abechicheres uleyamayim. So you can make some type of a blockage that it can't travel to here, a blockade of kelim out of the metal, or of klicheres full of water. Vafilu sarach lahavi kelim derchishes rabim dikahar beisurim. There'll be multiple processes over here. Okay, fine. So the concern over here is that the fire is going to spread, and an individual, a chayel or a katan, who's not able to get away on their own, will be endangered. So, what about if I have an option of carrying the chayel or the katan away, or putting out the fire? Which one's better? So if it became multiple lechabas, it's better to do kibui. What's the argument? Loihavi ki malacha shen tzrich legufa. Kibui is only considered malacha tzrich legufa if you're mechaba in order to be relighted afterwards, which he's not doing over here. Carrying the katan or the chela derech rishis rabim is the raisa mamish. So that potter leo mashenkin laver derech rishis rabim is to carry the chela the katan derech rishis rabim. The harbor person is serving the gamasaneno yesh lano b'shasarabim. Now, even though the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is in some places that the Shulchan Aruch seems to assume that we don't have a b'shasarabim b'zman hazeh, because we don't have 600,000 people traveling on it. So, therefore, if so, that's clearly a drabbanon. If it is a drabbanon, malchus shenisul gufa is actually a more stringent drabbanon than average drabbanon. So we should argue better to carry him, Derek, quote unquote, our rishis rab. But that itself is quite debatable. Many rishonim hold that we have rishis rab as one as that. So there you're dealing with the possibility of the raisa, whereas the kibui is for sure is not the raisa. Well, for sure, according to Ram passes malchus shenisul gufa as chai, but everybody else passes malchus shenisul gufa as potter. So you basically have over there, Rav Minyan and Binyan of the Poiskim, Rishonim and Achronim, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Lachash and Isil Gufis Potter, by the issue of Rishis Ram Bezman Hazeh, the Shulchan Aruch itself is not clear what his opinion is. Okay. Machayon Machal Havora, Kosset, Lazaitim Mutta Labra, Der Rishis Rabbi, Mishichaba, Ein Shom. Machayonim in the Chayyarim is actually divided up into Klolim, and whereas the most Svorim, we divide them up into Simanim, like over here in Shulchan Aruch, divided into Simanim, and then each paragraph is a Sif. The Chayyarim, for whatever reason, refers to his chapters as Klolim, and each paragraph is a Siman. So the Chayyarim is divided up. Interestingly enough, Chayyarim starts with the halachas of from the morning, the daily issues, and then that goes through Klal Samach Tes, I think, something like that, And then he starts over again with Hilchos Shabbos. And he does, and he winds it up with various topics. And then he goes through each siman. One of the malachas gets a siman. So, in the, or what we call it a siman, he calls it a klal. So in the klal about the malach of Havorah, making fires, there he deals with the issue of Havorah and Kibbutz. Does it? So Kosta Daitim, he feels it's better to be to carry the Kherla, therefore just Rabim, that's better than Mimichaba. Relying on the idea that we don't have Rosh Hashanah Ramazan is that the Dikr Pesach is we don't have Rosh Hashanah Ramazan is that. So that's a Drabbanan. Kibui is a Malacha Shenishik Lagufa Drabbanan. And generally, we've spoken already that the Malacha Shenishik Lagufa is a much more Chomer Drabbanan than your average Drabbanan. Okay. So, on a practical level over here, this halacha, you know, living in a populated area, this is the automatic assumption. We don't know, we cannot guarantee the safety of all the people there. So a lot of people out of the fire. Whereas if you be in an isolated area and there's only a few individuals around, so you know the head count, you know who is there, who's not there, who can get out, who can't get out. So if you can get everybody out safely, you're not allowed to put the fire. But if you're dealing with a populated area, you never know what the situation is. You cannot guarantee the safety of all the people there unless you put out the fire. Bays. So we don't follow Rav, even if it's a minority, which we're concerned about, and the majority of the Rav says otherwise, you ignore that, you ignore the Rav, and you're concerned with the Mir, for example. So there's 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew in the Chatzar. So you do not put out the fire for a non-Jew. Okay. And the building collapsed. You want to do the process of digging out the collapsed material, and that's going to involve Malachas Deraisa. So you're Mechalel Shabbos to save the individual who's down there. Now, the individual who's down there, you don't know that the person who's down there, you know, who got out, who didn't get out, who's down there. And Rav says that probably the person who's down there is not Jewish. Okay? So, you're still Mechalel Shabbos. But let's take it a step further. That before the situation which we're addressing now took place, you had 10 people, 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew. One of them left that chotzer and went to somewhere else. And that's where the calamity happened. That's where the building collapsed. So we're at the moment when the person left, we have a rav telling me that he left, called the person from Porsche. He left from the majority, which is a goy. So it's almost like decided before the collapse took place that there's a goy there. And now the collapse takes place. He says, well, there's a goy down there. No, Ein Hochem and Pekul Deva Shachar. Rav, maybe it's Jewish. Now, comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, I'm going to give you an exception to this. This rule is that you don't go Basar because now after Rav. There is actually a scenario where you do go Basar Rav. In this scenario I just gave you, you don't go Basar Rav. Why? Kibush and Isher, Kaviyas, Arishan, Mimikarmai, Chashvin, and Lake, Mechsal, Mechsal. We have a rule called Kavol Kamechsa Mechsa Dami. So, if you had 10 people in the chutz number one, one person left, the remaining 9 are still there in the Kviyas. So you have 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew, it's 50-50. So it's 50-50 chance, as far as we're concerned, that the Parish, even though halachically it's obviously 9-1, but because those are all in the Kviyas, we deal with the presence of the Jew as a 50-50. Okay.
Is this a normal application of Kavua, or is this because it's Pikuach Nefesh that we're Normally we say called the parshmul parash.
Correct. So we're saying over here in Holkun, but if Hoshazachar arrived, but rather you go back to the original Kviyas, which was a Mechsa Mechsa. Avo. In Nekrokulam, Ubishasa Kiros, in Perish Echamehen, the Chotzer Acheris, with enough of them, all 10 left. And they went their own way. So there's no Kviyas left at all. And meanwhile, one of them went into Chotzer X, and that's where the collapse took place. So here, even my case in the Foshes, we will use the dinner of Rav. Okay? So the whole Kviyas became Botel. So then, that halacha that you don't go about Rav by Pikuch Nefesh is not really not 100% correct. You do. It's just saying when you have an option of being deciding based on the Kviyas, or the Rav, then you decide you will give precedence to the decision based on the Kviyas, which is 50-50. But if there's no Kviyas at all, then the call to Parshman of Parsh does kick in, and there's no dinner of Mefachin. Okay, Mishabura Gimel. We finished this, right? Yeah. Afilu. So there was 9 Goyim, 1 Jew, and the Chotzer, and one of them left. Pirish. So Mr. Burr said, really, it's 2 stages in the thought process over here. Lomi boy in Ba'isa Chotzer Shoye Bo Tisha Adam. I'm sorry, Tisha Ena Yehudim. V'chai Yisrael Nofel Mepardes. In that Chotzer where there's 10 people, 1 Jewish and 9 non-Jewish, and it collapsed over there, one of the people, that's much in the state of 2 years, called Kamech Zavetsa Domi. We don't deal with it as if it's a roiv. And I said that's chiddush number one. So, but not only that, I feel all you teach in a case where one left, but the kviyas remains. You go both to the kviyas. Pirsh echad mehen, lav dafka echad, alo feel the pirsh aruba. Can mesayim time a kivin shanisher kviyas arishin, as long as the original some element of the original kviyas is there. Okay. Kviyas Rishon Bim Karma. That's all because the Kviyas Rishon is still there. Now, Valva gav the Baal Marina called the Parshman Ruba Parash. I feel the Kviyas Rishon Nishim Bim Karma. Right? So, like you asked, that there's not the normal application of Kokabuk and Mesodami. But that's only if you're judging in the state of the Kviyas. Here, you're definitely just judging on the one who's a Pirish. We call the Parsha Ruben Parish. Okay. Akila Rachmana over here, the Torah is Makel, and you use the Kviyas, which is Nisharim Karmai, to decide the Prisha. So the mitzvah should not be, including Shabbos, in the situation of Shabbos, should not be something which is negatively. Causing or limiting or preventing the saving of a life. Okay. So you say it's in the original state of kol kavua se mechsa mechsa dami. Therefore, we're suffering the fashas the hakol. I'm Ben Ezra Simon Dal Tzip Lamadal the tinnik shenimsa beir sheruba evde gilulim. So the child is found in the street, right by the city is going, as you say, called the Rosh Meruba Parish. And the status of the child is, say, Michal Lovas a Shabbos. Why don't we argue that Kol Kabul Kamech the Mesa Dummy, you should go back to the Kviyas, and the Kviyas makes it 50-50 that the kid's Jewish. He says, no. Why? This is a. Since there is a time regularly every day where everybody in the city is parish from the original Kviyas. So then the rule is you don't go buster Kviyas, you go buster the Pirsha. The parish was not Jewish. The Rai was not Jewish. That is the Shulchan Aruch. Ramah b'hagah polig sham. Even though they're moving around, but since they belong in the city, so the fact that they have left their homes doesn't make them as if they are now just wandering. They still are considered in a state of kviyas. Just like we would say, the case of the 10 people in the chaser, 9 not Jewish and 1, and even though they're all milling around, they're not standing still. That's called kviyas. Well, they're moving around. Yeah, but that's they're in a state of kviyas. So he's arguing that for the people of the city, the whole city is the kviyas. So according to Ramah, you would even though the Rav says the kid is not Jewish, you wouldn't go up to the Rav and you would save him. That's a grow sham lisakar more ein sham, the going passing like the more they we should save him. The minister of Derech Barav over the Galulim Rav Ha'ovrim of the Galulim Chuliyam Azin and Basaruba. But this is all talking about the case where they're kavua in the city. But if you're talking about a group that is traveling, or you see a group traveling, so they're definitely a Porish. And if the Rav is Goyim, something happens to one of them, you go Basar Rav and say that person is a Goy, you're not Mechal of Shabbos.
What's the makar for this distinction? That we don't say a full in Holchan Achar HaRov, we only say this kind of pseudo returner, the extended in Kavua.
So you're asking a good question. I don't know. All I can tell you is what I see from what's happening over here. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara in Yuma.
What? Yuvamas?
Yuma.
Yuma?
And the more, and it could be Tosfos Sanhedrin, the more it makes this chiluk. What I see from the Gemara, at least what I'm seeing in the Gemara, and how the Gemara knew this, I don't know, that Rav is a din, which it works in Kol Torkula. So it's not me, Starry doesn't work in Shabbos either. We have a Rebuy, a Belosh Yamas Behem, etc. Which the more feels is compelling enough to say that the Dinei Hatara, the Dinei Hatara that you go must arrive, is also now being a source of Misa. So you don't use that either. That's only because we have another way to look at it, which is the Kviyas tells me there's another way to look at it. But if there's only one way to look at it, the Gemara is telling me then Rav becomes not just like a din atara, but it becomes like the, at least in the halachic sense, it becomes the metzias. So then there's nothing to deal with. How the Gemara knew to make that distinction, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And other kinds of cases, I'm sure we'll get to them, but other kinds of cases where it seems that there's only a miyut of saving a life, we were in Kal Shabbos. So do all of those somehow fit into Kavua?
You mean the chances of being successful are just
right.
The miut?
Right.
Yes, so those miutim and roivs are not real roivs and miutim. In other words, over here we're dealing with roiv and miut in the din of Ruba Disa Kamon, which means you have physical items in front of you,
right.
and we're working with numbers. All those are, we're talking statistics, percentages, possibilities. We're talking about a Ruba de Lesser Kamon type of concept. So, usually this action is successful. It's not successful. We don't have at this moment 40 people doing the action, and then we're saying, well, 30 of them are successful, 10 of them are not successful. We're discussing a concept whether this works or not, or something of that sort. So that's really a different type of Rav. Okay, so there was a bit of the kviyas. Now, the reason why he's stressing this, if they move as a unit, so just like we said within the chotzer, the fact that they're milling around the chotzer doesn't take away their kviyas. This is the group. And the group is kavua, 9 Yehudim and 1 Yehudi. Right? So that's not the, so if all these 10 people pick up and move as a unit, so the kriyas is taken with them. What we're saying over here is a case where they all, each one went in their own way. So that's a bit, total bit on the kriyas. So then you have to go basura. Now there's the Bir Lacha deals with the following question. So we gave two cases. Mr. Burr contrasts the case where they all traveled as a unit, or each one went in a different direction. What about a situation where we start out with the second one, each one went their own way, and they all end up in the same chatzar at the end? They didn't travel as a unit. This guy runs away, and this guy runs away, and they all say, "Oh, that's a safe place." They all end up in the same place. But as you were Peresh, we judge in each person. He's the goy. He's a goy. He's a goy. Now something happens over there. So the Bir Lacha brings it according to the Rif, the Rambam and the Rosh. In that situation, we would judge that as called a Peresh. But Rashi says that's the case of Kol Kavua and Mechza Mesodami, it's 50-50, and you would have to be Mefakeh to save the. Okay.
In the case that we started with, weren't they originally all parish all over the place, and eventually they congregated someplace? I thought they were born congregated someplace.
In general, the Pirish Lefaneinu plays a specific role. If I just see other people coming together, and I know nine or any Yehudi, but one's a Yehudi, so that becomes the Kviyas, that's correct. But now I see them leaving, so I'm passing up, called the Parish, Meruah Parish, as it's happening. You're right, if I didn't see it, I see some people in the new place. For me, the story starts over there. So you had two people which would get a different psak in regards to that chotzer. Yes, that's true.
What?
Yeah. I'll just say over here, in the Masidish he brings from Rav Osner. See, Kamat says that I did. He says that even though the question had not been a Shaila while they're in the original Kaviyas, so normally you only use the original Kaviyas to pass on something if that's when the Shaila really was relevant. So they say even though things changed, but since the Shaila was relevant at that moment, and the Psak from that moment was X, it remains the Psak. Over here, the shadow wasn't the issue of the which you're asking the question about. Only took place later on, so there was the kriyas. This person sat out in the kriyas over there, but there was no relevant. In other words, in the world of Rav and not Rav, it's a lack of deciding something. So if there's nothing to decide, you didn't use Rav yet. So he says, so we're saying over here that when you had to decide, it was mechza or mechza. So that remains the decision. Like, but there's nothing to decide yet. So that's the chiddush over here of this halacha. Since there is some way to use kviyas, that's the chiddush of what we're to be mechadosh. Now we'd rather use kviyas rather than and say rather than use not kviyas, ahi roiv, and not save. Thank you. Okay. I'm just sort of hesitating to get involved in this. Just want to clarify one point. We've said this multiple times. The din of Rav and Kviyas is not a Sora. It's all Psukim. There's not a compelling logic one way or the other. Even statistically, I can't tell you if there's nine non-Jews and one Jew, and somebody is Polish, that the chances are 9 to 1 that it was a non-Jew. I'd say, well, it depends. If the Jew happens to be a guy who's ADD, and the nine Jews happen to be people which are the most settled people in the world, so then it probably was the Jew. But we don't do that. We just say so statistics would be irrelevant in this situation because there's not enough information to decide anything. There's nothing compelling. Whereas in the case of the nine chanuyos, so say I have 10 stores selling in the meat in the city, and there's nine over there. There's nine selling kosher food, and one selling non-kosher food, nine kosher meat and non-kosher meat. And I find a piece of meat in the city, and in the case was there was no meat coming in from outside of the city, so it's one of these 10 stores. So we say kol kavuk hametzal metzadomi. Right, but if
then we say called the parish, we find it. Right?
So if you find it, you say called the parish, remove a parish, and if somebody went into the store, you say called kugel mesa mesa dummy. So now, if I would tell you that the meat sitting in store X, store number one, which is the kosher store, it says, you know, there's a lot of stores in this town which have kosher meats. So I feel pretty bored because let's go meet the other meat, right? One piece of meat for whatever reason left. I could give you an argument that the nature of the fact that there's more stores which have meat, therefore the meat in this store feels more comfortable leaving, so then it would make sense. But there's nothing which tells me that because there are eight other stores similar to this store, that the meat in this store has a desire to leave more than any other store. Right? One person happened to go into one store and take out one piece of meat and drop it on the way out. That's how it got out. Right? That one person, he could have went to any one of the 10 stores equally. His choice is between any one of the stores. So all stores, as far as we're concerned. We're not arguing that right people in the city are buying kosher meat, and rather the meat in the city is kosher meat. We're discussing rather stores. And the Rishash points that out, that Rishash says Roiv is Gzeiras HaKosev. He says, I'll tell you how much of a Gzeiras HaKosev it is. He says, and we don't pass on this Rishash, but this is how far he's willing to take it. Let's say in those 10 stores, right? So nine selling kosher meat and one selling non-kosher meat. In the kosher stores, most of the meat which is sold in the form of squares, let's say. And the non-kosher meat is usually sold in the form of triangles. Right? And I find a triangle. Called the parchment report tells me that it's kosher meat. Unless there's no kosher triangles. So even if I have, in those nine stores, I have 50 square pieces of meat and 10 triangle pieces of meat. In the non-kosher store, I have 20 pieces of non-kosher, triangles, 20 non-kosher triangles. And if I had a triangle, it's mutter, he says. It's called parsh merubah parsh. Because this is 60 pieces of meat, and there's only 20. 50 of these are squares, and they're relevant to the Shiloh, which is what everybody else argues with him. Only 10. It's 10 kosher triangles versus 20 non-kosher triangles. No. Because there's a real Porsche. It's Gzeiras HaKosev.
Yeah, but the hard problem is determining exactly that rule that you follow the nine stores, because every case that you come up with, it's not all Gzeiras HaKosevs pre-existing for all the permutations of cases. So there has to be some principle at work that Chazal or later have to determine what is the sample space you use to determine your probability.
Correct. I don't say that. I'm saying, but the concept, once you've worked that out,
right.
This concept is not a logic. It's not logical. Rav Shimon says that Rav is a din ha-Torah that the Torah gave us to use in a situation of a suffix, which is why if there's no suffix, Pasha, there's no din of Rav, which is why this whole din is a chiddush, because the whole suffix only was born when the Rav was no longer relevant, or the kviyas is no longer relevant. And you're saying, well, you know, so let's go back to when the question arises of cessation of kibbutz, you don't use rov. The question didn't arrive until later on, arise until later on when it was a rov. There's no kvius anymore. The kvius is irrelevant. Somebody used the kvius. Kvius is Allah has said and how to deal with the situation of suffix. There's no suffix at the time of the kvius. That's the chiddush of this. That's the chiddush of this din. We use kvius even like that. So we're saying, you know what? But in a case where, let's change the scenario. You have doctors arguing whether it's a situation of sakana or whether this action will be helpful or not, right?
But now it's
Rubid Lessa come on
again.
That's a logical argument. If you have 100 doctors saying that this is not going to be effective, one not saying it's going to be effective, or that there's yes sakana, no sakana, you go what's a rov.
But the next step says you don't. Is it a rov that he's not alive anymore, but he's still fakech, right?
Okay, one second. Let's get to the next case. So that's a din over there in the Hilchos Yom Kippurim, that in a case where there's machlokes in the doctors whether the chela needs to eat, and rabbi doctor said he does not need to eat, you listen to the rabbi, he doesn't eat. Okay. I went to the next case, Sif Gimel. Mishan Alphalom on Perlis, Savak Chai, Savak Meis. We don't know if he's alive or not. Savak Husham, Savak Yam Husham. We're not sure if he's there even at all. Feeling to learn Husham, Savak Akum, Savak Yisrael. We're not sure if he's Jewish or not. Afakim Lov, Alphishiyesh, by Kama Svekas. So you have multiple Svekas to say that this whole thing is irrelevant. But we don't pass the base of the Svekas. You say, you do what you gotta do. And again, that roiv is not the roiv over there. We're saying there's a logical, if you have a majority of people agreeing to a certain, that's probability, that's probably the truth. So that's not the din of roiv of din hatar. That's the din of roiv of logic. Right? Whereas over here, I say, I don't know. Maybe no. Well, I have multiple arguments. Why yes, I know. So who said you added multiple arguments together? I have a suffix. Who said I need a large sum versus a small sum? I have a suffix. That's all I need. That halacha that you would pass on the sum would be the din of sveik sveika. Sveik sveika is a Torah dikah din of roiv. And I'll prove it to you because in sveik sveika, the halacha never requires us to start doing probabilities in each sofik. There's only have two sveikas. Even the two sveikas, we say, well, but Rashi says that the logic says, hey, there's no source in the Torah for sveik sveik. The Rashi says it's a din of roiv. Well, A or B. And if A, it's mutter, B, it's aser. But even if it's B, it's possible C or D. And so now I have A, 50%. And C, 50%, even in the B, there's a C to make it mutter. So it's 70% heter. So the Rashba says. Okay. We never came along and said that A and B have to be equal possibilities to call it a suffix.
Well, we're treating them as suffix, not as rove. So in some conceptual sense,
but the only types of two roves which we have in halacha are a rubadisa kamon, which is a physical thing in front of you. And Rubid Lessa Kamon means that there's a natural compelling fact that this is the way the world functions. There are many things which are neither of those. Right? And those have a din of suffix. Even though it's 40%, 60%, that's irrelevant. That's well, you know, usually it's how it plays out. But if it's not compelling, that's one way or the other, that's not called a roiv in halacha. But the Rashi says you double up now it's very possible that A, which is the Tan Heter, was 40%. And B is 60%. Now you say, well, even in B, there's C and D. Well, C is 15%, and D is 85%. So the 15 plus the 40 is 55. You know, we don't get involved in those numbers. 15% of the 60 is not enough to make the 40 more than the 60. Now, you know, we don't say that. Why? Because Savakai. Mishabura Ches. Lashem Gumgum. The Hibel Lachshak Petchila Savak Yeshnoi Rachay Savak Chai Mechanism of Mishnah. Like the order is strange, right? You can't discuss if he's alive or dead if he's not there. First question, is he there or not? Second question, is he alive or not? Third question is whether he's Jewish or not. Or, you know, the first question, is he there or not? Next question, is he Jewish or not Jewish? Alive or not alive? Those two, maybe we can play around with the order. But the first one really should be, is he there? When you do it, okay? We knew that somebody was there. That's why we're trying to save somebody. Because we had at least some, that's one scenario. Now, we know people in general are there. Now it sounds like them in a case where we have no idea that there's anybody there. It's hard to know it's an empty building. I'm not aware anybody's in there. In general, there's nobody in there. It's an abandoned building, and it collapses. We're not mafakim along. Maybe there's somebody hiding out inside there. There's a squatter inside. That we don't say. Right? We have to have some reason to believe that there's a possibility there's somebody there. Say that either the case was somebody was there, we knew for sure. We don't know if he was able to escape in time. Or in general, people are using this area and using this building. Okay. So the Bava Matar's halach is you're allowed to kill him while he's going in the chatira. He's coming through the tunnel to get to the balabais. Well, the tunnel collapsed. Same Falcon is sorry, the Gavra Katila, who if you're allowed to kill him, you're not going to take him out of there. That's exactly what's supposed to happen to him. He's supposed to die. Good, so he died. I mean, not, you know, good, but you know what I mean. Yisrael Balaveris the Teoven, because man shein kever b'tera near the mechalal of Shabbos kela tzilak. I mean, hula hachis. He's no time. No time. He just does it because he wants to show he doesn't believe in the Torah. He doesn't care. So loch is also latziloi afil b'chol. The kosher also the mechalal of Shabbos, but vikuach agal or b'shar refua. Who would in the cholhani the of Yeridaya seven kufan ches sefal beis ayin shom. Okay, of the people which the halacha is that your marina malin, etc. So those people we don't save. Okay. Sif Dalit. Afila Mitsu Marutsots. Marina malin? There's certain people which if they're in a dangerous situation, we're allowed, because they really are deserving of being killed, so we'll put them down into the pit, and we won't take them out of the pit. So if he's down in the pit, he says, save me, and we say, oh, yeah, really. You pull the ladder out, and you leave him there. Okay. The saving of the life, we know that he's down there, we know that we can see that he's wounded to the point that that getting him out will extend his life for a short period of time. So even so, Mafakan, we take him out. And then we check. So the only way we can know for sure that he's dead is if we get we see that there's been a cessation of respiration. So at that point in time, we stop the process of being mafakim. So if we start, we found his feet first, and we have to dig out all the way to get to the head. We go that direction. Found the head first. And we see that after digging out where the head is, that he's not alive. So then you stop the process. Now, what's the kiddush of the case of the feet is you pass the heart already. So the more learns it out, it's totally in whether he's in respiration. Okay. Believe by B'vadei meis, well, yifaka hagal yoyser. I would say, listen, you get to the heart, and you have no heartbeat. End the conversation. Don't go any further. No. K'mashalon, the gamma zet tzorak libdoik ad chotmai. Okay. Okay. Now, not the person, but nowadays, now that we have a ways to revive somebody, even if they stop breathing. So, just if this is the lack of cessation of respiration means after trying to restore respiration for every X amount of period of time, whatever that is, and saying we're not being successful, so then we know that he's a mace. Practically, it becomes. I think the recall some service says you have to check, you have to know that there's been cessation of respiration for 30 minutes before we can pass on that he's dead. Okay, we'll hold it here. There's a bir halacha elef isha, which I want to do back on this sif. I want to think about the bir halacha, these parts of it. Okay, so we'll do that for tomorrow.